This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good Monday morning to you, baseball people. 7th of August, big series all over the game. So much fun all weekend. Here on Beat the Streak Daily, though, we start by checking in on our guy, Patrick Corbin of the Nationals, my favorite pitcher in the league for our purposes. I wonder how his first inning went on Saturday in Philadelphia.
Pulled down the left field line. That's got a chance. It is gone! A three-run home run for Matt Beerling.
The pitch was down, but it wasn't down and in. It was down middle.
Yeah, middle. That's where Patrick Corbin throws him. That's where Matt Beerling likes him. Three-run homer for that guy. Part of a six-run barrage in the first against Corbin. He recorded two outs, gave up five hits and six runs, all earned. That'll leave a mark. Patrick Corbin's body is nothing but marks. He's now 4-16 with a 7.02 ERA. I just can't get enough of his suffering. I might be a terrible person. I'm Matt Spiegel. He is Ryan Porth along with me. Thanks for listening to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, even though I am a terrible person.
I have one thing to add on Patrick Corbin.
Yes, please.
He has a .385 batting average against in the first inning this season. .385!
In the first inning.
With an OPS against of 1,100.
Dude, it's just, you know what they should do then? You know what they should do. Start him in the second.
Yeah, they need an opener to start the Patrick Corbin games.
They should. I mean, what? Why not?
Look, the batting average drops from .385 to .322 in the second innings. So, that is some progress.
All right, so we need an opener and then another reliever in the second and then have Corbin in the third. I mean, really, what the hell else is Washington doing with their season? Offense is everywhere, maybe most of all in Philly, where that team hit 14 homers in a four-game sweep of the Nats. Eight different Phillies went deep. Rhys Hoskins homered in every game. You know what the Phillies did? They shoved it up the Nationals' giggy. Just completely up there. We always take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning. Our top streaker remains Sean, 36. He's at 43. He had a double down of Arizona's Ketel Marte. He went 1-for-3. And the White Sox, Tim Anderson, who did not play due to serving a suspension. That goes as a pass. So our top streaker went with a guy who was suspended. That's one way to do it. No chance he breaks your streak, I guess. On Saturday, by the way, Sean 36 had enemy of the podcast, Nick Castellanos. The nerve.
Ball drops in for a hit. Castellanos drives in Realmuto. And it's an RBI single for Castellanos. Three straight hits.
Nick went 2-for-4 on Saturday for Sean 36. Castellanos, by the way, he's got a hit in 5 of his last 6 games, 8 of his last 10. Maybe, Ryan, maybe now you'll consider Castellanos?
Do they even count when it's against the Nationals? Like, does Major League Baseball count those stats?
Only the ones against Corbin, apparently, because every run that has been scored is adding up to his 7 ERA. Second place on the BTS leaderboard is all the way back at 31. 12 games behind Sean 36. There's a three-way tie at 31 for Spudson, Sparky 37-37, and Bow 4 Swing A's, which I will have to find out what it means. If he gets to 35, I'll give that some thought.
Kind of sounds like an Oakland A's fan, which that would be your best friend.
And maybe he's my best friend. I'll look at the people he's picked. Maybe he's a big Chad Pinder guy. Our high mark on the season is Kyoshi Lotus, 26. Let's talk about what we learned yesterday and over the weekend. My God, sometimes the universe conspires to allow a moment of true beauty. And Daniel Vogelbach being asked to score from first on a double was that beauty.
And Canna smacks one toward left center field. That's an extra base hit up the gap. Alonso scores. Vogelbach lumbering to third. He's going to be waved around by Joey Cora. And there'll be no throw. Vogelbach scores all the way from first base. A two-run double for Mark Canna. shot. 270 feet of magic from Daniel Vogelbach, and the Mets have a 4-1 lead.
The chuckle from Ron Darling in there is what really gets it for me. Watch it, folks, if you haven't seen it.
Did the Mets have to bench Vogelbach for the rest of the game? Did he have to go into the clubhouse to get an IV and some oxygen?
Oxygen for Vogelbach, and he will be back. He's been really good for them, actually. The Mets took 4 of 5 from the Braves, and Jacob deGrom was absurd. Struck out 13, perfect through 5. That dude is a stay away every time out, and the Mets are a force. A red-hot team in the National League Central getting a big lift from some non-Goldschmidts.
Arenado with a drive. Into deep left. It's at the wall! Gone! Into the Yankee bullpen! Busch Stadium erupts! 3-run homer! Arenado!
The 11th two-out home run by Nolan Arenado. 17th with men on. Of the 22 that he's hit. And it came on the first pitch for the third time this year.
If you don't have goosebumps right now, woo-hoo, I think you're doing it wrong.
Those are a lot of very specific stats on Arenado, and some of them I think are even useful. Nolan Arenado said, on this homestand, we put it all together. 6-0. 7 straight wins overall for the Cardinals. A sweep of the Yankees capped off by that 12-run explosion where it was Arenado and Dylan Carlson and a returned and rejuvenated Paul DeJong carrying the load. The Brewers are in trouble. Padres, Dodgers all weekend, culminating in Sunday Night Baseball. The best in the West reminded everyone where they stand, and they did it on the back of their 9-hitter. Listen to Juan Soto mic'd up in right field as this long fly ball goes out to left center.
Those guys were wearing my favorite players. Stay here. Stay here. Stay here.
It did not stay here. Cody Bellinger out of the 9 spot hits his 14th home run of the year, and the Dodgers lead it 1-0.
Yesterday, it was Max Muncy who snapped out of it with a home run, hitting 170. Right now, it is Cody Bellinger doing the same thing. This time, no one on. But it was a four-seam fastball that stayed right down the middle. And Cody Bellinger didn't try to do too much with it.
Fun TV having Juan Soto mic'd up there. Must be nice, by the way, for the Dodgers to have a 9-hitter who won the MVP just a couple of years ago. It's just outrageous. The Dodgers scored 8 against Sean Manaea in the first 3 innings Friday, delivered what Dave Roberts called an offensive clinic on Saturday, and then the 4-0 win Sunday night. Those two teams play 9 more times before the season ends, and of course could meet in the playoffs, but it is the Dodgers division right now. Our picks are coming up next for a super light slate of games. Keep it here. I don't really want to flip the switch from that baseball weekend. Astros, Guardians, Braves and Mets, Blue Jays and Twins, Yankees, Cardinals, Padres, Dodgers. But okay, those are all done. 7 games today. Just 7 games. Is this the lightest slate of the season? What the hell, man? What do you want us to do, MLB? You want us to talk to our families? Are you crazy? Toronto's in Baltimore. That should be fun. Orioles trail for the final wild card by just 2 games. Ryan's Reds get to visit the Mets meat grinder at Citi Field. That should go well.
Yay!
Yankees come off that sweep in St. Louis. They go to Seattle. That actually should be pretty cool, late night watching. There are no official stayaways from me today. There is nothing that merits it. Before I give you my daily double A, how about the fourth pick?
Yes, Speaks, there's not much to this one. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is on an 18-game hitting streak, and he's facing Orioles starter Jordan Lyles tonight. Lyles is in the 14th percentile for expected batting average, according to Baseball Savant. Vlad Jr. is in the 94th percentile for the same category. He's hitting over .330 over his last 52 games. And by the way, the top 4 on the hit probability chart tonight are all Blue Jays.
I didn't realize .330 in his last 52 games. He has found it. Good stuff from the Porthinator. Time for my daily double A. First one, analytical. One of the highest contact bats in the game. Guy who's had a terrible season, but's in a good spot now. David Fletcher. Frankly, it's the kind of name I expected to be saying when we started this pod. And he's a 91% contact rate bat, just above Luis Arraez in the top 5. Now, we know that not all contact is good contact. Hell, Nick Madrigal is the guy ahead of Fletcher. But these guys can get hot in terms of it actually turning into hits. Fletcher is 8 for 25 since coming back after missing a couple months due to injury. And he gets Cole Irvin today. He's 8 for 15 lifetime against Cole Irvin over a 500 batting average. Give me David Fletcher. And anecdotally, Juan Soto back home for the Padres crowd after that bummer of a series in L.A. He's had a hit in four of his five games as a Padre, not last night. I think he's going deep tonight for the home crowd against the Giants. We love that you listen to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. It drops every weekday of the MLB season well before the first game of the day. Please subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcasts and make sure you're playing the game to have a chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that Vlad Jr., David Fletcher, and Juan Soto, and all your guys, hit them where they ain't. Woo!